All right, we're going to start in 15, 14. No, no, who panicked? Whose heart rate's already at 200? All right. We got you guys all in. Woohoo! All right, welcome to the Nestor's Market Squamish 50, presented by Solomon. This is the sixth edition of the Squamish 50, and we sold out at over 1,200 runners from around the world. We have representatives from 19 countries, and I'm curious which country can make the most noise. So we're going to start at the top. Australia! G'day, mateys! All right, that's good. Austria! Oh, there we go. Throw another shrimp on the bobby. The British Virgin Islands. Maybe they're doing the 50K tomorrow, okay? Canada? Woo! All right, it's not fair. We got numbers today. Home turf, Chile. Tomorrow? Or they're still in bed. Or they're still trying to park their car. Costa Rica. Pura Vida. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. The Czech Republic. All right, just side note, Canadians still have not forgiven you for the Olympic hockey men's gold in 1998, thanks to Dominic Hasek. Talk to me after. There will be no more Czech Republic runners next year. Germany! Yeah! India! Tomorrow! Ireland! Maybe they're still in bed hungover! Japan! All right, Mexico! Yes, the Netherlands! They're peaceful, quiet. They're here. New Zealand! All right. Philippines! There we go. All right, I like it. South Africa! Yeah, we got a braai waiting for you at the finish. Spain! All right, buenos dias, amigos! The United Kingdom! Yes, there it is! And last, but certainly not least, the United States of America! That's pretty good. All right, no politics today, okay? One day, just one day, and it's today, starting right now. All right, no Twitter. Okay, yeah, that's right, we're moving on. All right, who here is running their very first ultra today? Yes, all right, good stuff. Who here is intending to run the 50-50 this weekend? Good numbers this year, I like it. Who here signed up for the 50-50 and is running their first ultra today and hoping to do another second ultra tomorrow? Anyone? Okay, good. Wait, was that a hand? Yeah, I think we might have one 50-50 ultra running entire virgin here today. All right, you do not know what you're in for. Come talk to me after if you finish. I didn't say that, did I? I wish you nothing but the best. I'm already impressed by you. Who is running the 50-50 for the second time this weekend? All right. We have only ever given out a 50-50 green hat for a two-time finisher once. So one of you people will be the official second time finisher, just so you know. And what one man towers above us all and is running the 50-50 for the fourth consecutive year? Colin Miller, who is super quiet and he's hiding in here somewhere. That's right. Colin Miller gets to design. Yeah. He gets to design his own 50-50 hats because he's got no competition for what color they're going to be. So last year he got Canuck yellow. This year he got the closest version of Oilers orange and blue, and he had no say over it. All right. The Squamish Off-Road Cycling Association, SORCA for short, are the trail stewards of the trails in this town. We have worked closely with them from day one. And thanks to each and every one of you, we donated $5 right off the top of your registration. You guys didn't even miss it, straight to those guys. And then we do orientation runs and we take another $5 out of your pocket and give it to them. And then you guys donate money on top of that. And together, all of us collectively raised over $13,000 for SORCA this year. And that brings our 6-year total to over $40,000, and that goes directly to the trails. So thank you guys for helping with that. All right, a couple of rapid fire items. Please call your bib numbers at the aid stations. Wristbands must stay on until the finish. You are not allowed pacers, you are not allowed poles. You are allowed headphones. Please, one earbud preferably, low volume so you can hear what's going on around you. Dry Max socks. Shout out to Drew from Everett, who got body searched yesterday at the border to get these to you. So if you find garbage on the trails and it's not your garbage and you bring it all the way to the finish, Dry Max socks is going to give you a free pair of socks. So we want to leave the trails cleaner than when we arrived. So pick up some garbage, bring it in to see us, and we'll put a brand new pair of socks on your feet at the garbage bin at the finish line. All right. Okay. Road crossings. We have traffic control people working those crossings. 99% of the time a car will stop, 1%. It may not. Pay attention to that road crosser. They may stop you instead of the cars. It is unlikely, but please, heads up whenever you're crossing a road. Headlamps can be dropped at aid station 2 in the bins or with your crew at aid station 1. If you take off your headlamp at aid station 1 and throw it on the ground, you won't see it again. Some homeless person in Squamish will be very happy. 2 years ago, it was cloud covered, and the runners found that it was still very dark on the way to Alice Lake. So that's why it's at the second aid station. With our 15-minute delay in this day, you're not going to need it past there, but you'll have to keep it on anyways. when you start, there are a couple of homes that we run past here initially. Just please respect that it is still 5:45 in the morning when you start. Try not to be too loud going through there. Save that noise for once you're in town, out on the trails, on the single track. Drop bags right behind us, the corners in the Xterra on the left. I got that right, didn't I? I don't want everybody to run and start moving their bags to the other ones. And Quest University in the trailer on the right. Anybody that's run our race before, the 50 miler, knows to expect a wonderful family with an arch in their driveway as you run through town at about kilometer 11. Those bastards went on vacation this year. So you will not be seeing them. I'm sorry. So save that energy for later. You're going to come around the corner and it would be a big letdown if you've done this before because they're awesome. But they'll be back again next year. They actually called me to apologize months ago. All right. They're not dead to me. They're good people. We have on our trails mountain bikers that will bike down every single trail you run, walk, or crawl up. So please be aware of that. We also have motorbikes on some sections, bears, cougars, hikers, and dog walkers. The dog walkers are the ones to be wary of out there, so make sure you're communicating to other trail users. Big smile on the face and say good morning. Trail conditions. It is dry and dusty, and there are some overgrown sections out there. So about 5 or 6 weeks ago, due to the fire hazard, all power tools got banned from the backcountry. So every bit of trail clearing has been done by hand. I actually saw a Sorka worker put a machete into their leg a couple of days ago. He is fine, but they worked as hard as they could to get those trails peeled back for you. So anytime you're in a little bit of brush, it's really not that bad, but you can in that moment go, okay, they've worked really hard with their hands to peel this back. Power tools were not allowed. Flagging supplies. Something a little bit different is at the end of your race. As you're coming through Garibaldi aid station, the second to last, you will see yellow Salomon branded flagging tape taking you to the finish. That is the only time you will see anything not pink, and it will be blatantly obvious because you can't ever not see the next flag after this flag. But this is ours. Yellow Salomon flagging on the back portion through the last two aid stations. And the primary flags that we use are pin flags. There are literally over 3,000 of these out there. They're in the ground, they're down low, you can't miss them. We put over 55 hours, people hours of work into flagging this course for you guys. And technically, you should see a flag about every 15 to 20 seconds of running. That is so that if the course is messed with, you can't run more than a couple of minutes without seeing a flag, and that's the rule. If you find yourself running more than about 3 minutes without seeing a flag, you may have missed something. At that point, please stop, turn around, return to the last flag you saw, and it will all start to make sense again there. We have a boatload of flagging out there for you guys. Pink streamers, sometimes when we come out onto wider sections of trail, service road, you'll see this. And you will see primarily these at turns. We've gotten away a little bit. You'll still see some of these. The problem with these is a dedicated vandal can pull this out of the ground and put it back in the ground. Yes, we have seen that. But if they mess with this, it just ends up on the ground. So you will see these branded Squamish 50. You will also see them saying Trail Series. We ran shy and had to pull from our other supply. But they're all pink, and they're at intersections and turns out on course. Can everyone see what this says? What does it say? And what does it mean? All right, that one's pretty easy. All right, and this right here. There's only a few. Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's only a few of those out there. It's just to let you know there might be an obstacle coming up that you may not be able to spot. I didn't update that. All right. You will see signs that don't have this word on there and signs that don't have this word on there. And you'll definitely not see this out there. But we do have a race next month where you'll see that if you want. They will specifically say, actually, that doesn't apply to you guys at all, so ignore everything I just said. That's for tomorrow. And we're good on there. All right. There we go. That's our course flagging. 5 minutes. We've got a few more things to cover here. Crew, friends, family, anybody that's here to support your runner that's going to be driving out after we start, please wait 5 minutes. We need to start the race. We need to get the runners off site, and then our race staff need to get out of here. And a couple of years ago, we did not make that announcement, and we were stuck here for a half an hour. Please do not leave this area for a solid 10 minutes until our race staff can get out ahead of you. Very important. Please and thank you. And finally, volunteers, over 250 volunteers this year. Yes. Who's running today and volunteering tomorrow? Thank you! In the first year of this race, I am not exaggerating when I say we had 39 total volunteers, and it took about 5 years off my life. Now we have the absolute best volunteer team in the industry, and I slept for like 3.5 hours last night, which is legendary. All right. That's more sleep than some of you 50-50 runners will get tonight. All right, that's it. Go forth and conquer, my friends. We're going to start in 3.5 minutes. Woo!
So you'll see the arch here to your right, my left.